This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is Eli Manning, and the Michael K. Show starts now on 98.7 ESPN.
Thank you, Eli, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on this Friday. It's March 25th, 2022. Michael K., Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg, we're apart, but we're together for the next 4 hours, and we got a lot of stuff to do. This is going to be one of those days where we talk a lot of the March Madness, because it's getting maddening right now. That's how fun it's getting. And that we told you at the beginning of it, got to be a couple of games in before the storylines get going. And boy, the storylines are going. You got St. Peter's playing tonight, 7 o'clock game, so you could watch and listen to our whole show and then click into the St. Peter's game. You had Duke winning another thrilling game last night. You've got a lot of controversy, in-station controversy.
Oh, yeah.
Because in host sadness, it was Don against Dave Rothenberg. And Don didn't just beat him. Destroyed him. I think it was like something like 80% to 20%. It was almost 10,000 votes. And there are a lot of people that are red hot, Don, but I congratulate you. I'm proud of you. And Dave Rothenberg reluctantly agreed to come on the show at 4:30 to talk about this. Well, but from what I'm hearing, Don, not happy, red hot.
If he wants to be upset about how we petitioned fans to vote during the show, I'm going to stand by my right to do that. I should be allowed to campaign during my show,
as
they can campaign during their show, and they limited the voting from 6 to noon. So I took the time that we should have done for Peter the day before, but didn't. But then Peter used his ability on his morning show to promote. Why can't we try to get our fans to vote? And that's all that I did. And I did it during the show. I never even retweeted it when it came up. I planned to at like 8:45. I was having breakfast with a family, and I said, let me retweet it. And I saw it was up 80 to 20, and I said, nah, I guess I don't have to, you know. And I put it away, and then I figured, all right, it's over. And now I'm getting people tweeting at me that I bought votes. Come on.
So Don,
it's a serious allegation. So I did some work, Peter, and buy votes.
I know you didn't buy votes, but here's what I think people are probably feeling, but they don't express it in a smart way because they're not bright.
Wow.
I went really hard on social media to get my votes up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned it on Hot in the Morning Show once, and then I tweeted it, Laura Stiles tweeted it, etc. And I got a huge push, and there was something like 5,000 votes.
If we get pushes, we get pushes.
You plugged it on yesterday's show, and this morning didn't even plug it on Twitter. And yours got, I think, last I checked, 8,138 votes. So I think they're just overwhelmed by the amount of impact that, A, our show has, and, B, Michael, we know this, how much the people favor Don.
People love Don. Don might win the whole thing.
But this is a disgrace.
I love these people.
I mean, this is Dave showing up and not even showing up.
Now, as I was saying, you can buy votes. You can. There is somebody that I'm trying to follow him on. I'm trying to find him on Twitter that is a real fan of their show.
Okay.
That screenshotted me that for like $43.99 on these polls on Twitter, you can buy 5,000 votes.
I wish I knew this. I would have bought.
I didn't know
votes
anything about
constantly.
It.
Wait, now, that's interesting.
Now, would I do that? I didn't even know you could do that. But if there is somebody that would do it, that loves to stir it up, and has disposable income,
I know who you're... DiPietro!
Exactly.
Rick, so
if anybody bought votes, and I'm not saying anybody did, if somebody bought votes, you don't think that he would do that just to kind of derail things? Plus, you know, he gets Dave out, so Rick would be the only representation on that show to make it to the Final Four.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you a question. Let me be a prosecutor now. Do you swear that you didn't buy these votes?
Oh, I swear to God, on the Bible. Give me a Bible. I don't have a Bible handy, but I swear.
By the way, Don would sooner be capable of telling you what channel in his cable system the golf channel is, then he would be able to figure out how to do that.
Golf
that,
is garbage.
What did I ask you, Anthony? There was something I asked you. Both of you, Andrew and Anthony, because I was asking questions like, why am I on my timeline? Am I getting tweets from like the day before, and they're not retweeted or liked? And then Anthony was the one to tell me, well, go to the stars up in the corner, and you can get latest tweets, and that'll update. I didn't even know that. I didn't know what those little stars were. I thought it was decoration. I have no idea. I'm not a maniac on Twitter. So I'm not saying that something wasn't bought, but it wasn't bought by me, I tell you that.
Well, I'll tell you what. The story becomes so much more sexy if it's Rick.
Oh, my God.
Because then, I mean, that might be the end of that show. That might be the end of the show.
You think it could do that?
You know how Dave is. Dave would be red hot if Rick submarined him like that. But let's say somebody bought 5,000 votes. You still would have beaten him, right?
Well, if it was 78 to 22.
Yeah, still.
And there were just over 81,000 votes. So I think the 5,000 wouldn't have mattered. Still not right if it was done, but it wasn't done by me. And it, the person, I guess it's Rich Bushel, who is the company.
Right.
And he tweeted it out that you can, and he screenshotted me how you can buy the votes. And he is a big, he's saying that
Ricky
Pietro
and
I
company.
Cheated. So, hey, I don't know. Could a rogue, why would anybody be that invested that they drop, you know, $44 to have me win?
Wait. When did Greeny say that? That drop?
This year.
Rick DiPietro and company?
And company, yeah.
Was I here for that?
Yeah.
That's much worse than anything that's even happened to me.
Oh, it's awful because Dave's name's on the show.
Yeah, I think Dave calls himself Dave Company now.
Right. Dave's name's on the show. And also, I mean, he has to have known Greeny for years, no? Yeah. Wow, this is a tough time.
Basically, I'm Dave Company.
Now, what's worse, Rick DiPietro and company or Michael Kay and them boys?
No. Listen. Here's the thing. It only took Stephen A., realistically, 3.5 years of me being here?
Now he's all in, though.
And now he's all in.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, Don, Peter, what's – he know when I talk, well, Peter, you know, he knows me. It only took a couple of years. I don't know why I just made his voice Tony Danza, but either way, that's really upsetting for Dave. Now, here's my question. Do we have any audio yet of them going off about this on the show, or is it too risque for the air?
Oh, we have. You don't know. We have it right here. This is Dave thinks the voting is rigged. Here it is from this morning.
Something's happening with the polling.
You can always claim it's rigged.
The polling is rigged. Something.
You can always claim it's been rigged.
I literally looked at this thing 2 minutes ago, and it was 52-48.
Yeah, this is odd.
Like 800 votes must have just came in all for Dave. All for Don.
No, there's no way. This is tampering. This is tampering at the polls.
Good for me.
So you would agree, and you're neutral here,
yes,
that something shady has happened.
Yeah, this is not you being a sore loser or a crybaby. I was just talking to Ray during the break. This past break, it was 52-48, and now it's 75-25.
How did that happen?
It feels, ask John Nash if that's like mathematically impossible for it to happen that quickly.
This is corrupt. The whole system is now corrupt.
I think he's stolen the election.
I want a full investigation. It was what Santi, you can't even comment without laughing. That's how bizarre this is.
This is insane. I can't fathom what I'm seeing right now.
You know what? And here is what worries me the most. Apparently, yesterday on his show, Don called for cheating.
His numerous accounts.
He called. Did he not, Rick? Did he not call for this?
Accounts, devices, whatever you have to do.
Someone has hacked into the Twitter system. I don't know if John Dorsey's involved here, but something terrible.
We need to get the machines looked at.
I'll tell you what. So the Final Four is now Don against Greeny, and I'm against DiPietro. And what I would like to do right now, because I don't want to get in the middle of this, I'm going to forfeit my match. I'm out.
No, I'm out.
It's not that important to me. Because either way, if I beat him, right, Don's going to destroy Greeny. I got to go up against one of my best buddies in the world. Two of my best buddies. I'm not doing it. I'm out. I don't want to win.
Well, come on. That's no fun.
No, I don't want
to
win.
Now, I did say yesterday, hey, I encourage people, like, listen, if you can go to your computer, if you can get another account on Twitter, there's nothing wrong with that. This is not an election, one man, one vote. I mean, you could vote 35 times for All-Stars in Major League Baseball. So, Peter, I don't think I was that's cheating. And then if I said it, then that means that the Dave fans could have done the same thing.
No, listen, you did not call for cheating. You called for votes. Now, do I think it is – you admitted this because you're a classy guy. Do I think it's possible with what people are saying, you know, about when the votes started pouring in that maybe some funny business did happen? It sounds possible, but we absolutely know that Don LaGreca would never do that.
Yeah, it does sound odd to me that many votes jumped up. I mean, we got very loyal listeners.
But well, like, why at one time?
Eric in Twitter brings up the best point. Don is not capable of buying votes. His naivete is what makes him lovable.
Correct. That's
now,
what I'm saying.
Rick, the guy's name, Rick Buschel, you said, Don?
Yeah, I believe
Well,
that's
he's calling in right now.
Okay.
So he wants to address this. Rich, tell us what you know, what you feel, and what you think.
Hey, I'm not accusing Don of nothing, but there's something happened. The poll was like Don 52, Dave 48. All of a sudden, the poll was kind of freezing, and it jumped by several thousand votes at one time, and that's when Don crushed Dave.
Wow.
So something did happen.
Wow.
It's fact. I mean, you can ask Ty and Art Ray this morning because they even said, hey, something's wrong. We don't know what happened.
Now, Rich, you're a big fan of DiPietro and Rothenberg, right? You listen from 5 to 8.
I was a fan of you guys as far as a fan of them.
Okay, great. So I want to ask you, as a guy who knows, do you believe that Rick DiPietro has it in him to have bought 5,000 votes for Don?
He's a blankster.
No. My only suspect, and I have an issue, Peter, we are bright. Don't go on the air and say we're not bright.
I'm
took airplanes for 30 years.
He was talking in generalities.
Thank you, Don.
We are a bright bunch of people.
I agree.
Don't say that. But something did happen. It jumped several thousand votes in a matter of seconds.
All right, who are your suspects, Rich? You've been on top of this all morning.
Peter.
Give me your suspects.
Peter.
Peter.
No,
Peter doesn't.
Wow.
You think Peter wants Don to win after he lost yesterday?
Yeah.
I mean, I do want him to win.
But not to that extent.
No.
Because
I'm not going to drop.
Listen to this. Peter has a moral following than anybody on DiPietro and Rothenberg. He's got Hot 97. He's got your show.
Sure.
He's got WWE. He's got podcasts. He has streaming. He has his music. So he has a greater reach than anybody. And we turned out and got Rick the win over him. I mean, we tweeted all morning long to everybody and everybody in the world. So Peter can be a little vindictive.
Let me ask you this, Rich, as I cross-examine. Why wouldn't Peter then buy votes for himself the day before?
Because maybe he didn't know about it at that time and someone could have said to him, hey, I just went on and said, Twitter poll voting. It took me 2 seconds to find hundreds of web services that do this. 2 seconds it took me. I never even thought there was something like that either.
Right.
Now, I have
circumstantial, but we're not accusing you, Don. We know you are more ethical than that to ever do something like that.
Well, thank you, but I don't. Nobody on this show did anything.
Well, how about this?
Something happened because you could see. How could that jump several thousand votes?
I'm going to tell you why. There's one scenario, Rich. First of all, Don's fans wake up just like he does later. Our fans wake up later. So they got up later and they did it later. Now, Rick DiPietro has chimed in.
Okay.
Bing bong! He said, there's no way Don did it. Nancy handles the money. He needed upfront on his allowance to buy votes.
Thank you.
Save DiPietro. But listen, I like the idea that it could have been Rick who did it.
Here's a thought.
What about someone who loves the station and also enjoys stirring Ish up, and also Don has disposable income?
Ed Hospodar?
No.
Benny Agbayani?
No. I'm talking, of course, about Incarcerated Bob.
Hey, Andrew. Andrew, since we know he's listening, can you get Rick on right now so we could cross-examine him?
Of course. I'll call him right now.
This is important. Please.
I mean, it's so appropriately named Host Sadness. There's going to be sad people. Dave has been emasculated right now.
I mean,
I don't even think he has his man parts anymore after this.
So maybe they should have a recount. By the way, you know what, Don? Why don't we have a recount right now during our show?
Hey, listen, I would have no problem with that. If you want to run it up the poll right now, keep it open until 7.
Yep, but it's during our show now.
But it's during our show. But listen, there's a lot of people out there that have taken sides on this.
That's right.
All right?
And listen, they can tell their people.
It does sound fishy to me, too, but really, we'll never get to the bottom of it. It could have been some affluent fan of the K-Show that just had the disposable income to do it. I didn't even know this thing existed. Like Rich said, it's just so easy to search. Why, before the fact, why would you even think that's a thing?
Well, our program director, Ryan Hurley, suggests maybe it's Carlin. Carlin, not a fan of Rothenberg, loves Don. Carlin swims in money.
Yeah, but just to throw $44 away for something we'll talk about for 5 minutes and then move on. All right?
Dave Rothenberg is not the Weekend.
I mean, listen, I think it's a cool thing and it's fun. But really, after whoever won, we would kind of make fun of whoever lost, and then you forget about it the next day. You got Michael trying to bow out of it. So winning this thing isn't exactly on my list of great accomplishments. So, no offense. I'm just saying, I can't imagine anybody on the show would care enough to do it. I can't imagine Carlin would care enough to do it. The only reason I threw out Rick is because Rick just likes to create what's being created here.
Yeah, but Hurley brings up a good point. Carlin, very tech savvy.
It's a very, very
But how does
point.
He benefit from it? At least Rick benefits from seeing his co-host squirm.
He embarrasses Dave. He doesn't like Dave, Carlin.
Then why didn't Carlin throw something his way earlier in this whole thing?
Let's get a little look at the traffic.
Wasn't Carlin in Dave's bracket?
You know what we could do too?
I think they faced each other.
They might have. It's a good point, Don. But he'd rather embarrass him with you. Here's the deal. We have a mole buried in their show. Because no matter what he says and what his title is, you know the producer of their show is one of us.
That's right.
So I could see Radio Randy definitely fixing
this for Don. And it's interesting. I didn't hear him chime in during all that sound that you played. I heard Ray. I heard Ty.
Who's in Vegas?
RJ is not here. He's in Vegas. So now it's RJ in Vegas and RJ in Vegas.
Well, wow, so RJ in Vegas is with RJ in Vegas. Wow, that is deep.
That's right.
But why? All the more reason it's fishy.
Justin Knight tweets, plot twist, it was Harry from Englewood who rigged it.
Listen, I don't.
You don't think Harry's on Twitter?
I don't want to pigeonhole people, but there's no way.
Yeah, doesn't he
that
hate
a 97-year-old is going to care enough to take the time to search this information?
Because Michael gets on me, thinks I'm too old to shovel.
You are.
How about this, Donald?
Yes.
So Rick is texting me, and Andrew's trying to call him, and it's going straight to voicemail. He's avoiding a subpoena. That's what he's doing.
Well, he also might be.
If you can text, you can answer the phone.
I was going to say, maybe he's doing something with Milo. Is he coaching? But he's listening. He wouldn't be listening to the show if he were coaching Milo.
Listen.
And then we'll keep an eye on it. And if it spikes again, then we know something's up. But let's run it up the poll till 7. Don versus Dave. And then whatever the result is, that's who moves on in their bracket. I'm cool with that.
I've never liked... station on station crime, but this is serious. Because I think that when Dave comes on at 4:30, he is legitimately furious right now.
Now, let me ask that question. Anthony, were you around Dave Rothenberg earlier?
Yeah, me and him had a couple things we had to do.
Relative to, how things bother him. For example, something that he's being a little sillier about, when I sent the gift late, or I didn't give enough money to his kid, whatever thing I was being complained about for that day. Where does he rank compared to that now in terms of anger?
I mean, the first thing he said to me was, "You're all cheaters." I was very confused as
that
to what was
before
happening.
Hello.
That was before hello. That was before hello.
You're all cheaters.
I have nothing to do with this. I just, I quietly voted for Don, and that was it. I didn't get involved with the Peter conflict yesterday. And I didn't get involved with the Don conflict. I just placed my vote for Peter, and I voted against Rick. And I voted against I placed my vote for Don. I voted against Peter yesterday.
Easy, he definitely feels a way about it, no question.
He feels a way.
Oh,
well, we're going to find out later. Let me see. Carlin, I'm just looking. Carlin lost to Peter, so he was not in Dave's bracket. Rothenberg beat Kellerman, then lost to me.
He didn't exactly bring down the 27 Yankees.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I'm going to lay out, but why don't you run it up the poll, Anthony, right now till 7, and we'll monitor it.
Why? Can I ask you guys one thing? I mean, we didn't even think we were going to do this to open the show. Why does that show hate us so much? Do they want the afternoon gig? Well, listen, we'll get up at 5 in the morning. That's fine. No. Peter's used to doing that.
Well, no, I heard a quote from the show this morning that Ryan, I think Dave said, or Rick said it. I'm sorry, Rick said it. And he said it before, that Ryan Hurley, our PD, has his head so far up the K-Show's you-know-what.
Oh.
So I think that he believes that the only thing that the station management cares about is our show.
Well, he's right.
So I think
so
that's where that comes from.
What's the point?
Yeah, yeah. That's not that doesn't come from love or preference. That's just because he knows where he's getting his bread buttered.
But
I'm really slathered with butter.
But honestly, you cannot tell me that their show isn't important. It's a morning show. They fought to be able to get that from 5 to 8. They want to succeed. I mean, if it comes in order, well, the show that's been on 20+ years in afternoon drive for 4 hours is going to win the face off. But don't tell me that they don't consider that show important. Okay. Well, you're not helping. That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from. Is there's that feeling that they're kind of on an island by themselves and nobody cares about them.
Let's go to Mike. He's in Orlando, land of Disneyland. Hello, Mike.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Disney World. I'm sorry. Hey, good, Mike. What's up?
I have so much sports that I would love to talk about, but I listen to both shows pretty much every day. I've always been huge K fan. I call you guys all the time from Mike and Tom Giver. But I started listening to them more when they got the morning show, and it's the best thing ESPN Radio has done is finally get the morning radio spot. But the fact that this competition even goes on before you guys even set up, and I listen to their show, and they advocate all like 3 hours long for the voting, and then Don beats Dave, and Dave has a hissy fit. It's
pathetic.
Not stacked on Dave's side. It is a bad look. I like Dave, and everyone's really hard on him, too hard. But this is a bad look, Dave.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Mike, because that was such a salient point laden comment. You can ask your sports question too.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. Wow. Thank you. So I'm just really excited. I called you guys about moving to Orlando. I saw the Nets play, and I got to see Kyrie drop the 60 in Orlando, and I'm going tomorrow in Miami to see them hopefully get another win in Florida. And every game I've been to so far traveling, the Nets fans have really traveled. So
really?
I just want to keep that on the monitor that the Nets fans are in all these buildings. So I know we get a bad rap.
It's funny, Mike. Net fans travel, but they don't have the strength to put on the TV and get ratings. It's odd. They travel the games, but they can't flip on number 73, yes.
Here's the thing, and I don't think they should be mocked or made fun of by the number of fans they have. It kind of makes sense. It's a Knick town. You know, the Nets have not been great. They haven't been here forever the way the Knicks have been. But that doesn't mean their fans aren't passionate, that they don't matter. I remember when the Devils were bad, they for a while they had like the biggest fan club in the NHL. I mean, so sometimes when you're smaller, you feel like you want your voice to be louder and you're more passionate because you're battling two things. You're battling the opponent, you're battling, you know, the other team in town and their fans trying to get a voice. So their fault that it's small, but I will give them credit. They are passionate.
Let's turn out in force then. Sunday, the Kyrie's first game playing at Barclays Center. Tune in, watch. If you're not going to be there, they sell out at Barclays Center. Watch, yes. Watch the game. See what Kyrie can do at home.
Well, I don't think they're not watching. It's just that if every Net fan watches, it might not be as big a number as the Knicks. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Relax.
You think Net fans don't care? This is the time to care. They have how about this as a hot take? They've got a better chance to win the championship than the two times they went to the finals. They weren't beating the Lakers. They got swept. They took the Spurs to 6.
But they were major
underdogs there. All I'm saying is that right now I think they have a better shot of winning a championship than those two times.
Absolutely.
So they should be excited and fired up. And they are. It's just I don't think there's enough of them to move the needle, but that doesn't mean they don't matter.
I didn't say they didn't matter. Don't accuse me of saying things I didn't say. I say enough bad things that I admit to.
No, but you're promoting, well, watch on Sunday. They're going to watch on Sunday.
Well, you know what? Then basketball fans should watch. How about that?
Well, listen, that's a whole other story. What time is that game Sunday?
It's at night, I think.
Okay, because you don't, you know, you're gonna, you got tournament games.
Estuardo Roda said, yes, it's not on streaming networks. People don't have cable, and yes, hasn't adapted. Really? Well, tell me what regional sports network is on a streaming network. Tell me that. If you subscribe to Yes, it's on the Yes app. The NBA controls the streaming.
That's right.
So individual regional sports networks, don't blame Yes. Are the Knicks streaming? No. The individual networks can't stream because they have agreements with cable carriers. Don't people understand that?
No.
The future is that there will be individual standalone streaming games. But don't blame Yes for it. Yes is well ahead of everybody in terms of the times. That's a silly comment. It's not legally allowed by the leagues. The leagues will not sell yet the streaming rights. There's just too much money there. They want to get it right.
They won't let it stream on radio.
I mean, really? I mean, you're blaming Yes about the Nets. Show me the regional sports network that streams individual of a cable network agreement. Tell me. I want to know. You've got, obviously, my handle on Twitter. You tell me what other regional sports network streams alone without a connection to a cable carrier. It doesn't exist because the leagues don't allow it. The leagues do not allow it.
Don, this is, find yourself a woman who loves you the way Michael loves Yes.
Yeah.
God, this is passionate.
That was uncomfortable. I mean, I loved it.
I mean, I respect it.
I wish you cared about us as much as you.
Oh, my God. Someone could call up and say, I sincerely believe Peter Rosenberg is human filth.
And what would I say?
Oh, that's a salient point. Now, by the way, we spent a lot of time talking about Dave Rothenberg, speaking of human filth. But, I'm just kidding, Dave. But, guys, I have something to reveal on this show related to sports that I think will shock our entire audience.
You want to do that when we get back?
Oh, yeah, that's right, Michael.
I've heard this. This is, sit down.
This is.
If this is what I think it is, it's exciting.
If you're home, sit down. If you're in the car, pull over.
I'm embarrassed. I'm concerned. I have a lot of thoughts. I talked to my therapist today, but I have something I need to reveal.
And if you're lying down, sit up. 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay LaGreca Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
You piece of human filth.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, one quick thing I have to get out of the way. So people are saying on Twitter, well, we're talking about DirecTV Stream, which Yes is on, and Fubo and stuff like that.
Fubo.
And Hulu. Well, listen, my thing is, I thought you meant streaming apps, like the Yes app. But it's not a standalone app because the teams aren't allowed to sell their rights to apps yet. Now, whether a network can come to an agreement with DirecTV or Fubo, that's Fubo. A business thing. That's a business thing. Is it Fubo?
That's right.
F-O-B-U?
F-U-B-O.
Fubo.
Yeah, Fubo is the clothing company from the 90s.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
You gotta be Chess King.
Chess King? What does that mean?
What's a Chess King?
Well, it was a clothing store back in the 80s.
Yeah, a long time ago. I think I'm going to sponsor Peter's revelation because I think I know what it is.
Okay.
This 98.7 ESPN Hoops update is brought to you by Cityside Medical, the ED specialist. Has nothing to do with ED. Has something to do with hoops.
Is that it?
That's it. Go.
It gave him ED.
Sort of the opposite of what you're looking for. So last night, I need everyone to pay close attention. Turn your radio up just a couple notches louder. Maybe move your seat just a tad closer.
Should they go closer to the speaker? Because that's how I always spell it.
Lean in closer to the speaker. Yeah. Scoot closer to the television. Maybe hit record. Maybe film this on your phone and post it to social media.
Yeah, that's even better.
This is never happening again. Last night, I did what I need to do. I kept my eye on the first couple of games, put together a silly parlay that I lost because I picked Michigan, though I also had Arkansas in it, so it would have been nice. And I prepared for the Duke game because I am always excited, particularly this season in Coach K's final year, to root against the number one most hated arch nemesis in my entire sports life, the Duke Blue Devils. And I started watching the game, and it... It got to the second half. It's getting well past 11 o'clock now, guys.
And I'm
thinking real late. That's right. And I'm thinking, wow, I'm putting a lot of time into this just to root for this team to lose. This team that I hate so much. I want to see their fans cry. I want to see Coach K cry. But then I kept watching. And I looked at myself and I went, wait a second. I'm not rooting against Duke. I think I want them to win. I think I'm in to the Coach K story.
Oh, my.
I cared about his interview with Tracy Wolfson afterwards. He was being so complimentary and kind to his players. I did not feel the vitriol and hatred. I did not root against Duke.
Is this growth for you, or is he changed?
I don't know if this is a growth or regression. I don't know.
Fraudulent.
What did your therapist say?
I didn't actually mention to my therapist, but, you know, and
too
listen.
Much, too much to get into.
Right, because as big as this is, there's still way too much going on.
Now, listen, on the most serious note, the fact of the matter is whether you love them or hate them, and I hope that by the time if they make the final, I will be rooting against them passionately, I hope.
You will.
But we cannot deny that whether you love or hate Duke, the tournament is more interesting with them playing. Did anyone care about Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, advancing last night? No. So it is. I understand why I enjoy the tournament more with them there, even if it's rooted against them. But the truth is, I kind of fell for the story, hook, line, and sinker last night.
Well, that's what makes it fraudulent. Because I can understand, if you had said to me, I was rooting for Duke because I want to continue to hate watch another game. Like, as I really hate him that much, I'm going to miss him when he's not coaching anymore. But you to get caught up in the hoopla for somebody who's hated this guy for the better part of two decades, that's kind of odd to me.
When he walked into the game with his wife, Pam, or Ellen, whatever her name is.
Mickey.
It was close. And
they're both Mike Krzyzewski.
That's right. When both Mikes walked in, he had such a scowl on his face, and I'm like, God, I hate this guy. Even in this moment, he looks so serious, and they must have showed his walk-in like 10 different times before the game started, and I'm just like, I cannot take this. But then, yeah, I don't know. Watching how passionate he was during that game, seeing the desperation, and then you got to be honest. I mean, it is difficult, when, especially last night, the way they closed that game, to not fall in love with Jeremy Roach as a player. They have some special players on that team, and the way things have fallen in that region, guys, they might have their path to the final.
Well, Michael said that they were going to win it if they won last night.
Yeah,
and now with Gonzaga gone.
Gonzaga gone. That was their biggest impediment. All the number ones are gone except for Kansas. Every other number one is gone.
And then you guys want to talk about just dead damn sexy. Imagine in Coach K's final year, if we get Duke and North Carolina in the Final Four. How, as a sports fan, do you not root for it?
You got to root for it, especially with the non-handshake and all that stuff.
Man.
I mean, it was a lot.
I really like Coach K. I mean, there's things that he does that maybe I think he runs a clean program, as clean as you could run in college sports. I mean, obviously, he's impacted a lot. We're going to have Jay Williams on, by the way, in the 5 o'clock hour. And there's a story in Ian O'Connor's book. You know, Jay Williams got into that terrible car accident, you know, when he was in his first year with the Bulls. And the second that Krzyzewski heard, he got on a private jet and flew to Chicago, got to the hospital, because he wanted to be there the first. He wanted Jay to look at him, to be there when Jay got out of surgery. And then he came out of the room and was bawling because he said it's really, really bad. And Jay never was the same player again. But he does care about his players, so. I mean, it's hard to knock him for that, and I'm rooting for him to win the national championship. I mean, what a storybook ending to a storybook life. It's been amazing.
I am, too. I mean, I never had any. I always – listen, I go back to the upset over UNLV. I mean, it's easy to look at them now as this dominant team, this epic team, but you go back to the early 90s, they were good, but, you know, the upset of UNLV kind of just put them on the map, and they really haven't been an underdog since, but – if you go back, and that's over 30 years ago, right? That was 91.
Mm-hmm. He's showing growth, Peter. He used to look at his zone and look at it with, like, devil eyes. And he knew that starting the second half, Texas Tech was beating them up physically. He went into his zone. They never play zone, ever.
Yeah.
He went into his buddy Jim Behan must have been beaming because that's all Jim plays. And then with about 5 minutes left, his team begged him, let's go back to man. Now's the time. And he listened to his team.
I know.
So you can learn new things when you're 75, or in your case, Peter, when you're 42.
He was very sweet in that interview afterwards, and I don't.
Oh, it's happening, Peter.
I mean, listen. If we get to the final, and I'm sitting there actually rooting for them to win, I will consider it to be one of the great reversals in the history of my life. Like, I really do. It would be disgusting, but at the same time, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I should also be realistic.
I think it's my fault.
Why?
Because after all these years with me, you're starting to appreciate the elderly. And man, 75.
He is 75, much as he dyes his hair.
No, he says he's never dyed his hair.
Yeah, I know. No.
There's a lot of people that dye their hair that say they never dye it.
Yeah,
who are you talking about?
I mean, if you really thought hard, you would be able to guess.
Really?
But I'm not saying it for my love of him.
We'll see. I mean, listen, it's been a long time since Maryland and Duke were rivals. You know, and Andrew and I spoke earlier, and he was saying, you know, he's really grown to have a rivalry with Duke because of Cuse now being in the ACC. But Andrew, even you found yourself not rooting against Duke last night.
Correct, but I'm shocked by you because I thought that, like, I think I learned last night that I don't actually hate Duke as much as I thought I did, because, like, I wouldn't, if that was UConn or Georgetown, there's no circumstance where I would ever root for them. But last night I found myself rooting for Duke. So I now know Duke's not on that level for me. But I thought that Duke was your UConn or Georgetown.
They
and
are.
I'm shocked to find out that they're not.
No, they are. They are. In fact, last night, my friends on our group chat, my Maryland group chat, they were saying they were happy Michigan lost. And I was like, I don't care. I'm pulling for Michigan. They were like, why? I said, oh, you know, I don't dislike them at all. We're not Big Ten rivals with Michigan. Give me a break.
Maryland shouldn't even be in the Big Ten. It's a disgrace.
Exactly. It's ridiculous that we're there, and I don't hate Michigan. Maybe Michigan State a little bit more, but I don't care about Michigan. I still hate Duke. I said that an hour before the Duke game. I said, I don't hate Michigan. I hate Duke. And then I sit there watching the Duke game, and I'm like, at this moment, I don't hate Duke. Also, can we also be fair? Andrew, let me ask you. You're the one to answer this. Is it safe to say that they are a more likable team player-wise than they've been in a while? Like, there's not a Grayson Allen in that group, is there?
No, not to me. Definitely not.
And you know, because of the magical mystery tour of his last, you know, tournament, it's kind of overshadowing. Paolo Banchero is unbelievable. I could see him being the first or second pick in the draft. How good that guy is. His size, he has willed them to victory the last two games.
22 points last night. Roach had 15. They might have their path, guys. We might have to. Listen, it will make for a thrilling. Michael, this is one of your favorite subjects. How badly do you think CBS wants Duke to keep going?
I agree. They probably terribly. They're big. By the way, the game's on TBS this year.
The final?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They alternate years.
Hmm. Wow. I did not. The final four and final are on TBS this year.
Is the final four games, are those on CBS, Anthony?
I think the whole thing's TBS.
Okay, it's all TBS.
And the reason that doesn't matter is no matter how basic your cable is, if you have a basic cable where the bill comes and says, if you got it, send it, it has TBS.
That is true, Dom, but remember, the reason this year it is relevant is there are so many people who don't have cable. And they just have, you know, their streaming services. And this is one of those things that, I mean, listen, I guess it would sort of fall through the crack if it was on CBS too, because you might not be able to watch it on the CBS app anyway. But maybe you could at least watch it with rabbit ears. So it is interesting, though, that it's only, I don't remember that ever being the case with the final. Do you guys, a cable final?
I believe it was 2 years ago. But it was supposed to be 2020 and it was canceled. Yeah, because the new contract was they alternated. How about this? This is what we've experienced, Donald. You ready? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm ready.
In the past couple of years, we've seen Miss Hatton get Peter to like Friends.
Yes.
And now he likes Duke. What could be next?
No, if we had time, because we're up against the clock integrity, I'd be destroying him right now.
We'll do that when we get back, all right?
Yeah, because I've got a lot to say, Peter.
All right, so
you know how
much
I respect you.
It's going to be said when we come back.
I'm worried about it, actually. I don't know.
Right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Stephon Bondi of the New York Daily News spoke with Kevin Durant about the mandate changing, and Durant understands the impetus for changing the mandate was baseball, not Kyrie Irving. Quote, I'm not naive to the fact the Mets and the Yankees have a lot of power in our city.
Well, what is he suggesting?
That they don't.
No, that for sure, but is he suggesting, like, does the power of popularity, or is he suggesting that the influence they had?
Well, popularity gives you influence, I would think.
Right? I mean, it's like it's kind of all tied, Don. Whether I know what you're saying, Don, but regardless, like it's all kind of the same thing.
All right, so Don, you have something going on.
Listen,
here,
I respect Peter, and I've defended him because listen, we know he's not the same kind of fan outside of his Washington love with the other sports. Okay, Maryland is something that's close to him because he went there, but he has made a commitment over the last almost 20 years to hate Duke. He was unmoved by the ceremony at Cameron Indoor.
Actually, sickened by it.
All right, yeah. for his last game, sickened by it. Rooted for North Carolina. Loved how it went down. Loved that they got blown out. And now, just arbitrarily in the Sweet 16, now all of a sudden you found yourself rooting for him, knowing that this win, and you already knew that Gonzaga was out. That there was going to be a path to where he's going to win this whole thing, and you're rooting for him? Come on, bro. That's too much. That's too much to take.
It's a bridge too far.
It is a bridge too far, yes. And because I'm more recent a fan than Michael. Listen, I hate with the best of them. And it's not going to take that to change it. Now, if they had won the national championship and you told me, you know what, he's going to go away anyway, and this is such a great story, I still wouldn't buy it. But just randomly a trip to the Elite Eight? But out of nowhere after, you know, the moving ceremony at Cameron Indoor and knowing that another one seed is gone and this likely is going to be a team that's at least going to go to the championship game, You pick now?
And the only thing he ripped about the ceremony was the granddaughter's inappropriate outfit. I mean, yeah. he really went up and in.
No, I thought, just own it. Now, all of a sudden, now, but you know what I'm saying, Michael? Like, I could see if, God forbid, somebody died. Like, there's time. Like, you've had people that hated the Yankees that found themselves rooting for the Yankees after 9/11, right? You know, people that hated the Mets liked the fact that Piazza hit that home run against the Braves in the first game back from 9/11. Like, there's certain moments where you just feel so – it's just too good a story to resist. Was last night that?
Listen, have you never – be honest. You've never had the experience where you started watching a game and then realized, I actually don't think I'm rooting against the team I'm rooting against?
No, never. I've never had that experience.
I mean, unless it's something arbitrary, like I just pick – like, it's a game that means nothing, but I find it more interesting to root for a team, and then I'll switch over something. But as a Met fan and hating, you know, the Braves and going back to the days of the Cardinals and the Cubs, or, you know, as a Giant fan with the Cowboys, like, what scenario would make me root for the Cowboys unless it was a game in which it got the Giants into the playoffs? Like, but what – And I respect Troy Aikman and I respect Tom Landry, but, like, did I find myself rooting for Tom at the end of his career because I respected him? No, because he's a Cowboy coach.
You know what? You know how we have to really be really concerned, Donald? When he starts dropping Bazinga and talking about Leonard and Raj and Howard and Penny.
I don't understand.
No, you know what's going to happen
is, become a Big Bang Theory fan. Then we know there's been an invasion of body snatchers.
Is Duke's going to play in the final. And now he's going to have his blue outfit on and his Coach K poster up on the wall, and he's going to sit down.
Now, but listen,
and what's going to be on before the pregame for the championship game on TBS? It's going to be an episode of the Big Bang Theory. And he's going to turn it on because he misread the TV guide and didn't realize that it was actually a half hour later than.
And then he's going to love it.
And he's going to watch, and he's going to come on the next day after he talks about Duke, and he sends out, like, video tribute to Coach K about how much he now loves the Big Bang Theory.
Okay, I'm not going to do that. I admit that this is hard to admit, actually. I admit that outside of Washington football, the Commanders, if you will, I've got a little fraud in me. I watch games and I sometimes – now listen, here's the part that's not fraudulent. I don't root for the good team. I'm not a bandwagon jumper. It's not that. But I can sometimes have these moments where I don't do what every other typical fan would do. Listen, when I...
You know, Don, stop the music. He's such a fraud. Is Duke the little engine that could?
Right.
You root for the Celtics and the Penguins.
Yeah.
You don't root for the winners?
Wait.
You weren't rooting in the 90s for the Vancouver Grizzlies and the Winnipeg Jets. I mean,
you picked the
Penguins and the Celtics. You
hold
fraud.
On. Hold on. The Celtics of the 90s were the Winnipeg Jets. Okay? Please.
They were never, ever the Winnipeg Jets. When they lost 17 in a row in Doc Rivers' first year, they were never the Winnipeg Jets.
Fine. I don't actually.
You love Larry Bird. You love Mario Lemieux. Two guys that are easy to love.
But you're a bandwagon guy. You always have been.
I didn't enjoy a Celtics championship until 22 years into my fanship. Now, the Penguins, a little bit different. But yes. I stuck around, Don. I didn't go anywhere. I've been here the whole time.
Well, you stick around to Jace, okay? You're not sitting there watching a game on Wednesday, all right? So let's.
Wait, is it a playoff game?
Well, I'm just saying you hang around, but you're not going to watch tonight.
My point is this:
into a Vancouver game at 11 o'clock at night.
No, that's a good point. Now, listen, am I as big a fan of the Penguins as Don say is of every team in the NHL? No, I'm not. But let's be fair. I'm just saying, last night when I rooted for Duke. While it's fraudulent and I people can call and eviscerate me, I'll take it, of course. It wasn't because I think they're good and I want the good team to win. I got hooked into the story, and I'm not the only one.
Here's the final thing I'll say on this, okay?
Please.
Because I understood you as a fan, but the two things that I respected about you from a sports perspective is your passion for Washington football and your hatred for Duke.
And now
we're down the one.
Here's something to know about the Final Four. TBS has had the Final Four two other times. Each time, Villanova won it all.
Oh, so that's still in play.
Yeah, that's still in play. That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. By the way, Deshaun Watson has spoken.
He did?
And the owner of the Browns has said one of the dumbest things that any owner could ever say. We'll talk about it. And also a big-time retirement in sports. We'll talk about that as well. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Michael Kay Show.
In-station controversy because post-sadness. It was Don against Dave Rothenberg. And Don didn't just beat him, destroyed him. And there are a lot of people that are red hot, Don.
I should be allowed to campaign during my show.
And
as they can campaign during their show. And they limited the voting from 6 to noon. And that's all that I did. And I did it during the show. I never even retweeted it when it came up. And now I'm getting people tweeting at me that I bought votes? Come on.
So Don,
it's a serious allegation. So I did some work, Peter.
I know you didn't buy votes. Well, I think they're just overwhelmed by the amount of impact that A, our show has, and B, Michael, we know this, how much the people favor Don.
The Michael Kay Show.
I didn't know what those little stars were. I thought it was decoration.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I want to reverse course, by the way, everybody. I'm not forfeiting my match with Rick.
Good for you.
Let him beat me. I don't care. But I'm not going to root one way or the other because I don't want to have friends upset. And Rick, you know, Rick's very important to me. But he wouldn't take the phone call. So you know that he's involved in the vote.
That is so weird. He's texting and he wouldn't take the phone call.
Yeah, yeah. Because he I think he would melt under cross-examination. All right, so Peter, talk to me, baby. Triple H never going to wrestle again?
Yeah, I guess he did. Triple H did an interview with Stephen A. Smith. For Stephen A's World, and they aired a piece of it today on First Take, and Triple H said his in-ring days are completely over, which does not come as a huge surprise, as people knew that Hunter had a cardiac event a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, whatever it was. He's 52 years old, but man, I don't know if you guys watched the clip, but when he goes through and explains just how bad the situation was, I'll play a piece during ENN. It's really scary stuff. So I'm just glad that he's all right. He's an absolute Hall of Famer. He's one of the best to ever do it, and one of the most brilliant minds for the wrestling business anyone's ever had. He's sort of a ubiquitous cultural icon at this point, who people really know. He had an incredible run. And he's always been nothing but kind to me. So I wish him the best. But, yeah, the end of a great run for Triple H.
You know, it would have been nice for him to maybe break it on our show. But, you know, well, what are you going to do?
I mean, listen, Stephen A. is Stephen A.
I get it. Michael Kay Show.
No, it's true. You know, Natalie said the same thing to me. She was like, this should have been broken with you.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I hear you. And if it was someone else not named Stephen A., I'd probably feel a way, but it's Stephen A.
You've really grown in the last, I don't know, 40 minutes. It's amazing. Really amazing.
We're all grown up now.
So Deshaun Watson and the Browns had a big press conference today. And Watson said, I know these allegations are very, very serious, but I've never assaulted any woman. I never disrespected any woman. So those are his comments. He said, I understand the whole circumstance is very difficult, especially for the women's side of the fans in the community. I'm not naive to that, Watson said. The things that are off the field right now that came up caught me by surprise because I never did anything that these people are alleging. But you needed 21 different people to do massages that you found, like, LinkedIn? 21 different massages.
I have an opinion on this, and I've had an opinion since the very beginning. It's just difficult to put into words that stay on brand. But I've kind of hinted about it talking to Peter. Like, is there a misunderstanding what he thinks is appropriate and what is actually appropriate?
Potentially.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there are certain people that go into massage parlors and expect something. And when they don't get it, they get belligerent because they maybe think that that's the way it's supposed to go. Like, could it be as simple as that, where he just I'm not trying to defend him, but is there a way where the women can be right and he's just naive to where he's a good person? He's not completely getting what's appropriate and what's not appropriate.
Well, Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, and his wife Dee, they didn't attend the press conference. They just gave the most guaranteed money in NFL history, made a trade, a very controversial trade, and they weren't there. So they let Andrew Berry, the GM, handle all of it. Let's listen to Deshaun Watson. Here's Deshaun's opening statement.
First, I want to say thank you to Dee and Jimmy Haslam and the Haslam family for giving me this awesome opportunity to be the quarterback of this historical organization in the Cleveland Browns. I want to thank AB and Coach Kevin for also giving me the opportunity to come here to join this organization, join this locker room, to lead these guys and be a servant leader. And then another opportunity for, you know, this organization, for me to come in here and have the opportunity to show this community, show this city, show this organization, show this locker room who the person I really am. And that's the main focus that I want to do, is continue to show people who I really am and get my story out eventually.
Now, Deshaun was asked a very good question. Why should you be believed and not the 22 women?
Deshaun, why should you be believed instead of more than 20 women?
I can't speak on what people's opinions are, because everyone have their own opinions. But what I can continue to do is tell the truth. And that is, I've never assaulted or disrespected or harassed any woman in my life. Like I said before, I was raised differently. That's not my DNA. That's not my culture. That's not me as a person. And that's not how I was raised. And for me, that's to continue to push forward and show people that who I really am. And a lot of people haven't met me before. A lot of people haven't spoke to me before. A lot of people haven't been in the same environment as me before. And I want to continue to open that up and be able to have people, you know, come to me and be able to talk to me about, you know, certain things.
Then he was asked how all of this has affected his image and his character, or how his character is viewed.
I know that there's going to be a stain that's probably going to stick with me for a while, but all I can do is keep moving forward and continue to show the person that I am, the true character, the true person, the true human being I am. Like I said before, I've never done the things that these people are alleging, and I'm going to continue to fight for my name and clear my name, and like I've been doing, just cooperate with everything that comes with it and just keep moving forward. And then as far as the job and what I need to do on the football side is to lead this team, help this team win multiple games and Super Bowls. And that's my job, is to continue to put all that together and work with the Cleveland Browns and just keep pushing forward.
And he was asked if he would go to counseling.
It's hard for me to say the counseling part, because I don't have a problem. You know, I don't have an issue. And that's what I've been saying from the beginning. So this situation is definitely tough and is very difficult. But me as a having a problem going to counseling and things like that, I'm willing to talk to people about situations to make sure I'm not getting back in this. But like I said before, I never assaulted anyone, never disrespected anyone.
I did hear a clip, though, when he was asked about, does he think that he should rethink the way that he's going about interacting with massage therapists? And he did say that was something that, you know, he would handle with his team now, the Cleveland Browns, instead, et cetera. So
that's great, because I was thinking the follow-up question has to be, well, explain to me why all these different massage therapists when you have one on the team. Like, what's going on? Because I understand his point of view, Peter. If he sits there and admits that he has a sexual addiction, well, then he's admitting something happened.
Right.
But the thing is that why so many different massage therapists? Like, what's going on here? Is there something happening? And again, that's why I think there could be a misunderstanding. Again, not to defend him, but what he deems to be appropriate may be completely inappropriate. And maybe he just learned the lesson from it. But I understand him not admitting to any sexual addiction or needing help, because wouldn't that kind of de facto admit that something happened?
Well, that's the way we are as a society. You know, we judge people and make the, you know, we're the judge, jury, and executioner. And if he was to come out and say, hey, I have a sexual addiction, I've been getting help, because no one should be contacting that many people. I obviously had an issue with it. However, I did not do the things that are being alleged. To me, Don, and I think to you, that would be a much more powerful and believable statement. But I think the fear is, when you have someone in the public eye like that, you don't, especially with an ongoing investigation, they don't want to admit anything.
Now, Haslam, in a statement, said that in this particular instance, he to even bring his daughters into it is insidious, but he consulted with his daughters, and he gave his daughters and Dee, his wife, the right to veto the trade. Why? If the guy's completely innocent, why would you have your wife and daughters veto the trade? If he did nothing wrong, why would they have the opportunity to veto the trade?
Is it just the whole, like, specter of it? Like, listen, the Browns, I'm sure, are getting pretty beat up for this. Because even though it's not said, it kind of comes across as we believe Deshaun and not the women.
Right.
Right? So would it be okay for them to ask, like, a woman, like, how would you feel about that? Do you think that's what we're doing here? Is that the perception that we're just believing the great quarterback and completely ignoring the 22 women who came forward? It might not just be that something happened. It's just because, listen, the NFL is still going to suspend him. The NFL is going to suspend him for even putting himself in this situation. There are NFL general managers that have said that they weren't interested in him, and maybe some of them were because of the allegations, to just get a woman's perspective on this, a non-football perspective on it.
Now, Dee Haslam, the wife, said she believes that counseling would probably be beneficial for Deshaun Watson or anyone. Quote, I hope they would be something he would that would be something he would consider. But if he didn't do anything wrong, why would he consider it? He even said, no, I didn't do anything wrong.
No.
So why is she advising that he gets counseling?
Well, because of, it could just be because of the amount of different massage therapists he had.
Peter, you're familiar with counseling. Is there a specific counselor that deals with you needing to go to 22 different
Yes.
massage therapists?
Oh, absolutely. That specifically, no. But there are certainly counselors who focus on these sorts of things. And I'm just trying to understand any world in which someone of his level would be trying to seek out 22 different women on social media to massage you.
And that's why I think when, like, what's appropriate, not what's not appropriate. And again, it's very difficult to have this conversation without talking specifically what I mean. But just figure it out. He's looking for someone that's going to do a different massage than the Cleveland Browns therapist is going to do. And maybe he thinks that that's okay. What's the big deal about that?
Now, and listen, we have to be clear, too. I don't want to speak for you guys, but I think all three of us are saying, none of us are saying this means he's not innocent of what's being said about him. I'm not saying the man shouldn't play, work, etc. We're just kind of pointing out, it's a shame that we have to have this sort of nonsense conversation like absolutely nothing happened. When the fact of the matter is, if you are a dude in that position who's searching through social media to get women to come to your house or to go meet them so you can get massages, instead of just going to a professional,
right?
That is wild behavior. I'm not going to ignore that. That's
how about
wild
this,
behavior.
Though? How about this? If he didn't do anything to these women, then he shouldn't be suspended one game. He shouldn't be.
No.
He didn't do anything wrong. So if the NFL suspends him, then they are saying he's lying.
Well,
because, again, he's not charged with anything. Two grand juries said nope, no charges. He's saying he did absolutely nothing wrong. He's never abused a woman in his life. Then he can't be suspended if they believe him. But if they do suspend him, then they don't believe him. Right? Is that fair? You can't suspend him for going to 22 different massage therapists.
But I'd have to go back and look. I'm sure Ben Roethlisberger denied the allegations in Vegas, right? He still got suspended by the NFL. It just seems like these sports leagues now are trying to split the difference of, all right, we can't, you know, you got away with it, I guess, technically, if it did do something wrong. But just the fact that your name, that these allegations were thrown out there, we've got to do something. It's the way of the NFL trying to acknowledge, you know, the elephant in the room.
He's got a pretty good lawsuit against the NFL, though.
But
he didn't do anything wrong, he said.
But I don't know if it's collectively bargained. Is there any way that he can fight it, or is it just, hey, you get involved in something? Did Jose Reyes deny his the spousal abuse, the domestic violence case?
I'd have to go back and look.
But he was still suspended by Major League Baseball. You know, Trevor Bauer has denied that he did anything wrong, and yet he's been unable to pitch now for how long?
But he's been paid. Now, if they suspend him, then Watson's not going to be paid. And it's also, He's going to have a legitimate gripe if he actually did nothing wrong. And I'm sure that Trevor Bauer will sue Major League Baseball, for not allowing him to pitch if he feels that he's innocent.
The reason this all happens is because it seems like the overwhelming majority of men that get accused of sexual assault or get accused of inappropriate behavior end up where there is no trial and it doesn't end up in court. And maybe it's just the NFL and these professional sports leagues to acknowledge, well, something has to happen here, because otherwise all these guys are going to be able to do these things, and since most of them never go to court anyway or get settled, and then they are getting away. And just, hey, it's still a black guy that you were involved in this. And then we had the lawyer on yesterday. What was her name? Millie?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where she's like, you don't put 22 women on a scale and then put Deshaun Watson. But in the court of public opinion, you do. Right? I mean, an allegation's an allegation, but just looking at it from afar, when 22 women come forward, isn't it kind of difficult to explain that they're all lying, they're all doing it for a money grab?
It's very difficult.
Yeah, so again, in a court of law, you don't put it on a scale, but in the court of public opinion, and when you're the NFL and you get beat up, especially after what happened with the Rice situation, is that you're trying to please two masters, right? You're trying to show that you're acknowledging that this is not the right behavior, but at the same time, you want to try to be fair to the judicial system. So I don't, and because it was collectively bargained, Michael, does he have a case?
I guess you would have a case if you're being suspended and you're saying you did absolutely nothing wrong. I mean, Roger Goodell, I don't think, would have the power to just capriciously suspend you for no reason. This guy's saying nothing happened. And two grand juries said they don't have anything right that they can actually try him on.
Well, there's a difference of nothing happened and two grand juries having to say that this isn't able to go to trial. Like, is it enough for the NFL to say something happened here?
Well, they're going to have to tell us what happened, because he's saying nothing happened. That's what I'm saying. So we'll find out. We got Dave Rothenberg coming up at 4:30.
Oh, this is big.
It's big. It's going to be ugly, too, which pretty much just describes him.
Oh, my God. Is that what you want?
If you and Michael,
Dave knows
Dave.
I love him. All right. So, Peter, I know that you've got some Drop Madness matchups.
Well, it's not me. It's just the way of the world. Mm-hmm. It's Drop Madness time. Let's start out with today's matchup. You can vote at TMKS ESPN on Twitter. And we begin in the Michael region.
Let's go to Ed in Waterford. Let me try that again. Ed in Waterford. I still didn't say it right. Ed in Waterford.
What?
What's up, Ed?
Hey, now, listen. Waterford will be up against the 13 seed.
That's a poo-poo take. Oh, you got poo-poo take's a great, great take.
Yeah, but Don, I think that's trouble for poo-poo take. I think Waterford.
What a matchup, a 12 versus a 13.
Yeah. You don't get that every day.
Region by Andrew.
But unfortunately, Michael, you're the 10 o'clock True TV matchup today.
Yeah, I'm surprised I'm not on a streaming service.
Yeah, you might as well be, because listen to what we have in the Peter region, the 4 seed.
Key.
Up against the 5 seed.
Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
Kiki versus Kiki. Who doesn't want that? We go to the Don region where we have a big matchup. The 4 seed.
Like, flush it.
Up against the 12.
You're smoking bowls, man. You're smoking out of an apple.
Smoking bowls with an early lead.
I'm sure. No surprise.
But it's slim.
It's very slim.
And now two of the most lovable characters from the Michael K Show battling in the Nether region, 10 o'clock TBS. We have the 4 seed.
What's Thanksgiving like at the Carlin House?
Disappointing.
Up against Bear, the 12 seed.
Well, or you know what? Forget it.
Go too soon.
And there you have it. You can go vote TMKS ESPN on Twitter.
And apparently you can buy votes if you really love a drop.
Apparently that's what we're learning. We'll find out.
If all of a sudden we see like it's in the 5,000s for one in particular.
Yep.
Then now we have the education.
Anybody who buys votes for poo-poo take so I can eliminate Waterford, I will reimburse you in some way.
Michael might be the one that does it.
Oh, wow. My light just dimmed down considerably here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not good at all.
Nice day, isn't it?
Wow. I mean, all of a sudden, it just went dark in here. All right, so it's going to go dark on the radio real soon because Dave Rothenberg's going to come on and make some really outrageous accusations about Don. See? Now, if you see, I'm very concerned about this light. I'm going to take care of it right now as we get prepared for Dave Rothenberg here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. This is the Michael K. Show.
Dave Rothenberg.
Nobody doesn't like Don. Like, everybody adores Don.
Yep.
Plenty of people hate me. I don't think it's a matchup I will win. But there is no way that Don would ever win it. 78 to 22%.
I think I agree with you. Something happened, but it was not anybody on this show.
I believe
Peter
that.
Didn't do it because Peter would have done it for himself the day before.
I believe that to be true.
I don't think Michael cares enough.
Yeah, I believe there's shenanigans.
I would never waste my money.
So who do we think, Dave?
I think it's Rick.
What do
no,
you think?
I think it's probably one of your, what do you call them, the Carmi people?
That's right.
We have the company livid over what went on. I think it's one of the Carmis.
The Michael K. Show.
I'm sorry that you're the collateral damage.
No, you're not.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I got to tell you, it's been a fun show today. And we're only halfway through. So much more to do. We're going to talk to Jay Williams, who now Peter is going to treat with the utmost respect because he respects that he went to Duke.
That's not – I respect Jay, but I still hate his team from Duke.
But this team, though, you love you some Paolo Banchero.
I didn't say I love.
How could you not? He's never done anything to you.
That's true.
I love it. I love the fact
do
that
you?
You're torn. Yeah. This is your Natalie Imbruglia moment.
I don't understand the reference.
Torn.
But, oh.
I had an epiphany today.
Go ahead.
And I got to tell you, Peter, you're going to joke about it, but it hurt a little bit. So the Yankees released their list of all the promotional days today. Really good stuff. And I'm reading down. I go, oh, there's a John and Susan bobblehead day. Isn't
really?
That nice, right?
I did see it.
Yeah. So then I kept going with my finger down the list. And I go, well, there's got to be a Michael, David, and Paul bobblehead day, and I kept going, and then I got to September. I don't think they'd have it this late. And then through September, I go, well, maybe it's those makeup games against the rain. No, they wouldn't do it in the post. No, they didn't have it for us.
This is unfortunate.
I mean, you don't even have to say things, but when you say things, they're said in such a strong way that it illuminates you. It really does, because I think the Mets are having a Gary, Ron, and Keith day bobblehead day. Now, Howie and Wayne, they should feel just like I feel today because they're not getting bobbleheads. It's over. I mean, again, epiphany.
This is unfortunate.
Don, you're groaning, but you know I'm right.
You're not right, and it's sad.
How?
Because you've had your days.
I have never had a bobblehead day.
You will. Eventually. It's given a little love to the radio. You guys get a lot of exposure. And I'm sure the day will come. Now, when Yankee Stadium was closing...
Right.
I don't know if Peter knows this.
Go ahead.
Every game that would start, they would have like a countdown for the games remaining for old Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd bring back, I think Yogi Berra was still with us at that point. And
yeah, when it was 8 days left, he did it.
Right, and there's like all these former Yankees. Michael, what number did you turn?
I turned to zero, and doesn't that speak volumes? I was the last pull.
He was the last pull, Peter. Of Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
So he's going to sit there and complain he doesn't have a bobblehead.
That was 14 years ago.
What have you done for me lately?
But listen, this...
Peter, do I have a point, Pete, or not?
Well, listen,
support me here.
I do. I do support you, and I understand how you feel. Sorry, I'm just placing my $50 bet. That pays out $330 on St. Peter's tonight. Wonderful.
Pick him.
Yeah, Rosenberg. So, but I do agree with you, Michael, but at the same time, if you want to get a little deep here, I relate because I am crazy about the same things. I get envious about everything. As my mom said, I want to be the bride at every wedding and the corpse at every funeral.
Boy, do I feel that.
So it's,
Mindy's so bright.
She really is. But it's what can you do? Who cares? You had a bobblehead before.
Not a Yankee giveaway.
You haven't had a Yankee giveaway bobblehead before?
No. And I'm sure this hurt. Paul shouldn't get hurt. He's getting his number retired. But, you know, Dave and I will cry in our beer when next time we see each other. Because Gar, Keith, and Ronnie, they're having three separate bobblehead days at Citi Field for them.
Three
and then you put them together, put them together, and it's one huge bobblehead.
Wow.
And Howie and Wayne get nothing.
Get nothing.
And I'm sure it's going to bother them, but you know what?
They don't have the radio show to express their hurt like
they're
I do.
They're going to keep it to themselves.
No, I can't.
And Howie made a good point, too. The Susan and John bobbleheads look more like Captain and Tennille than it looks
they're
like John
They're showing it right
Susan.
Now on Yes.
Captain, of course, without the hat, but still... And the outfit that Susan's wearing, she looks like she's Evel Knievel.
Well, no, that's the vest she wears every July 4th.
I understand. But it doesn't stop her from looking like Evel Knievel. But this is petty and small, and it should be above
you. But everything that I'm about.
But don't embrace it. Try to change, man.
No, I'm 61.
How do you think this comes across to the audience, a man who has everything? Now he needs a bobblehead, too?
A lot of people making a good point. Maybe there wasn't enough plastic on Earth to create your bobblehead.
See, I don't think that's the case at all. I just think they couldn't find a spring that was strong enough to hold it.
Oh, so that's fair, though. So it comes down to steel, not plastic.
I just wanted to change it up. Your day is going to come. But yeah, you emcee all these ceremonies. They could just give it to John. They let you both do it for Old Timers Day. What?
You know what? You know, I'm not even going to go there. It's not worth it. You're right. I've got to be bigger.
No,
you
do have to.
All right. I'm going to be bigger this time. I'm going to actually bite my tongue because I had a perfect answer, but I will bite my tongue.
No, go ahead. I want to hear it.
No.
No, because you're on a roll.
No, I will not.
Can you text it to me?
No, I will not. I will not even let you in on it. I just picture this. Picture this, everybody. Kids are out. Jody's doing work upstairs, and I'm going down the list with my finger.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you even did that.
Let's see, August 21st. No, not there. September 1st. No, not there. No. John, it's no.
Still looking?
I kept looking, and it just think how lonely that was. But you know what? Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's good that stuff happens. It's good because now you know.
But do you think it bothered David at all?
No, because David has a perfect game in his holster. I don't.
I don't know. People look at things differently, Michael. They look at your family. They look at the jobs that you have. You can make a case that you're pitching a perfect game every day.
Oh, you know what? You're no friend. I'm just beating you.
I'm no friend. What am I supposed to sit there and cry in my beer with you over that you don't
Peter,
have a bobblehead?
No, I don't want you to cry in the beer. I said David and I could cry in our beer, but Peter understood. Imagine, again, big 6'4" goon. Huge forehead, looking at a computer and running his finger down on the dates to say, it's got to be Kay Cohn and O'Neill bobblehead.
You get a bobblehead or you get a beach blanket.
I think Peter and I agree that I can understand you feeling a way about it, but I think Peter and I are in lockstep that you should keep it to yourself.
Listen, I can't believe I'm revealing this on the second show today. I've already done this once. Earlier today at 8 o'clock in the morning, I did this morning. I'm a sick individual. I work really hard on the problems I have with feeling, you know, not even self-doubt, because I'm very confident, but it's feeling less than when I see other things going on. I'm so sick, Michael. I will see someone on social media who I love and root for, who I am a fan of, a friend of, and I root for them. I will see that person doing something I don't even have an interest in doing, and it will still bother me.
Admit it, Peter. I mean, admit it. The K-Rod logo, you didn't like that, right? You wanted a logo.
No, that didn't make me feel bad. Now, I'll tell you what. If one week you said, and coming up on the broadcast this week, we have Ryan Rucco, well, then I'd be tight. But I'm sincerely happy about the K-Rod logo. But my point is, I relate to you. It's something that affects a lot of people in this business. They don't like to admit it. I don't think Don can relate to it as much because Don is a normal person.
Right, we're damaged.
Don's a normal guy who ended up with a dream job. Michael and I were two lunatics who were chasing. We needed to feed our egos that badly. It's a different sort of feeling, but I do agree with Don. It's not a thought worth having.
Let's go to the phones.
We should. That got deep.
AJ and Warwick. AJ.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to call and actually relate and defend Peter.
Oh, let's hear this.
Yeah.
Finally.
So, one, I'm a Duke fan, so it's always good to have, you know, turn a Duke hater into a fan.
Okay, calm down. I didn't say I will say, but okay.
I'm also a Jets fan, so anytime Tom Brady stepped onto the field, I rooted for him to lose and fail every single time. Until all of a sudden I found myself actually rooting for him in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. I don't know why it just happened. I also really hated Kobe Bryant. I'm a fraud. I also really hated Kobe Bryant, but I sat at the bar at a Buffalo Wild Wings with a big smile on my face and was amazed when he dropped 60 in his last game. So I could kind of relate to where Peter's coming from with Coach K. I have one last point. I have a theory also about this whole sadness. As you guys played back Dave speaking, he was real passionate in the sense that he knew he was going to lose to Don. Do you think that it's possible that Dave's the one that paid for those votes? He knew he was going to lose anyway.
No, he said, I'm just going to screw the system.
No,
Dave is remarkably penurious. That would be cheap to others. He's not parting with $44.
Well, no, it's not that. It's that he thought he was going to lose at the beginning of it. But then at 7:45 or whatever time it was, and it's 52-48 me, he's probably thinking, I got a shot here.
We've seen this in presidential elections. Late votes count.
It does seem odd that there was that they did the analytics and it was like, what was it, 4,000 votes to zero?
So after Dave got off the air with us, he sent me a text. He said, for the record, Sherry said she doesn't hate you. She finds you mean. Hope this makes it better. Do you find me mean?
You're mean about Dave sometimes.
Yeah, well, then I think she's just defending her husband.
You know what? Then I'm going to stop because I do like him and I don't want to be mean. I just, you know, I think it's all about the show. If people don't see that, wow. Sad.
It's not people, it's her.
No, but a lot of people, I guess they feel differently, you know. You got to be mean sometimes to get a laugh. And I'm like Larry David. Larry David is not the person you see on Curb, but he wants to be the person he is on Curb.
Right.
That's his initial feeling. But social conformity tells you can't do that. But on Curb, he can do that. So I don't have this is my outlet to say the things that I would never say in polite society. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. But you can understand that you sell it so well that people are convinced of it.
No, I mean, I wanted people to know that when they listen to this show, I'm not saying anything I don't believe. I was probably thinking it at some point. But now I actually articulate it on the air because I think it'll be funny and good for the show. But I do feel it. I'm not making stuff up.
You're just enhancing it.
I'm
giving
just
a little flavor.
I'm
expanding it.
I'm releasing it. Kevin in Monroe. Kevin.
Hey, guys. Been listening for a long time, especially today. And I think, unfortunately, I think you guys are all wrong about Peter, and it's not what you think.
Okay, tell us.
Well, I don't think that Peter is a fraud for liking Coach K and all of a sudden this adoration for Duke. I actually think the big problem is, deep down in his heart, he's loved Duke and Mike Krzyzewski his whole life.
Wow.
And I think it just manifests now.
You know what? That's a very, very salient point, Kevin, because he probably couldn't get into Duke.
Absolutely. I think he got denied. And I also think he has a severe man crush on Christian Laettner, and that's where the video came from.
Oh, Peter, please. It's in your court.
Listen, Don, to quote a great song, this is why Duke sucks, Don. As I once said about Christian Laettner, another classic Dukie, career was a blunder. His only claim to fame, he looks like Nate from 6 feet under. That's how I felt at the time. There's never been a crush. Hated Hurley. Hated Laettner.
How could you hate Bobby Hurley?
Hated Reddick. Jay Will drove me nuts when he was there until I got to know him in real life. I've hated so many along the way. I'd like to grab John Shire right by his stupid face. I'd slap Cherokee Park silly if I saw him. Forget it. But there have been players over the years that I did not hate. I mean, that is, I like Grant Hill. I like Kyrie Irving. Like, there are Dukies I like. But no.
That is not true. I did not have a secret crush on Duke.
It's interesting, though, because, you know, Duke's giving you so much that you can latch onto because Shire is now going to be the coach for the next 40 years. So you got him until you're 80.
Great. Listen, I'm not going to start rooting for John Shire. Don't you worry.
I think you will. I think when you're 82 and John Shire is, you know, 70-something, and it's his last year, and I'll be long gone by then, that's what you'll say. You'll say, you know, I want John to win.
That's never going to happen.
Don't say never.
I promise never.
You didn't think last night could ever happen.
True, but I am short of me having a child that plays for Duke, in which case I'd completely become a fraud.
But Dave said he wouldn't. Dave would root against his son if he played for the Cowboys.
Yeah, but Peter wouldn't be a fraud. Dave is sick.
Yeah,
right, if believe me, if Marco became the quarterback of the Cowboys, I'm walking around with a star hat.
Listen, I'll say something Michael can't say. All right, Don, because the people can't hear this. If Charlie became the ace of the Boston Red Sox, he would never root for the Yankees again. It's over. Charlie is it. That's the only thing that would matter. What'd you say?
He doesn't root for them now.
Well, but he pulls for them.
I think he pulls for them because.
How am I a Yankees
but
boy?
Call games for a team that loses in 100 games.
But I mean, if Charlie's pitching for the Red Sox in Game 7 against the Yankees, and if the Yankees lose the game, they're being relegated to the minor leagues. He's still rooting for Charlie. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, people, of course.
Dave's a lunatic. Dave's the only person who would root for a team over family. Do you guys watch every week? Every night when we watch sports, all you see is family sections filled with people who gave up all the teams they ever liked to root for whatever team their person's on. That's what you do.
Go to Jim in Carmel. Jim.
Hey, guys. You know, I heard you talking about the bobblehead night. And, Mike, I don't think you should take it too personally. I think it's more of a logistics thing, trying to make a bobblehead that large. Can you imagine these kids, you know, 12 and under, having to lug those things around all day?
You know what? You bring up a great point, Jim.
That's not even funny.
No,
that's
it's a good
easy.
Point.
It's too easy.
Jim makes it.
At least
point.
I went with the spring. That was something different, a little creative.
Well, I mean, but if they do a true to life size, not true to life, but, you know, in proportion, it would be a humongously long
my
head.
My head is bigger than yours.
It's bigger circumference.
Yeah. Right.
But mine from top to chin. It's disturbing.
This is all getting strange.
Paul in Staten Island. Paulie.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Listen, it's Paul Ski from Staten Island. But listen, I mean, my last name is 11 letters, 4 vowels, ends in SKI.
Uh-huh.
My melon's just as big as yours. And guess what? It holds more brains, pal.
I love it. Paul, I love
capiche?
It.
Capiche?
I got it. Capiche.
All right, bubby.
There you go. Call me Bubby and got a capiche in. Hey, did you see this story in the New York Post today?
No.
After years of shortening getting the short end of the stick, TikTok has declared the little guys deserve the royal treatment. So now women are looking to date guys short. They're looking for love with those less than 5'8", a group notoriously short-sighted on dating apps. A woman said, anyone taller than 5'11 no longer qualifies. And it's all been spurred on by the trend because Tom Holland, Spider-Man, is dating Zendaya.
That's right.
Who's 5'11", and Tom Holland is 5'8". Doesn't deter their romance at all. So this is the new thing. If you're a shorter guy, you're in now.
Listen.
TikTok, I've got a quote. Trying too hard, bro.
There's an app called Short King Dating.
Listen, there's all kind of apps, Michael, for whatever you're into. So,
I just think it's nice, you know, the underserved to, you know, all of a sudden be people that, you know, now are the object of people's affection.
You think RJ got married too early?
No, because he couldn't do better than her. She's great.
Now, you know what? That's a great point.
And you know they're both size appropriate.
They are both petite.
Can I ask you one other question, Peter?
I'm always here to answer whatever questions you, Don, or the audience have.
Why would you hate Jay Williams at Duke? He played 11 games.
That was a tough time, man.
That was a real tough. He was there while we're the same age. We were in school at the exact same time.
Wait. Kyrie played 11 games. Jay Williams played
2 years. Yeah. I think Jay Williams played 2 or 3 years.
No, he did not.
He didn't?
No.
At least, hold on, college career. You sound like a crazy person.
Well, you just believed he played 11.
Jay was there 3 years. You're right. Wow.
Don, listen, it didn't sound right to me.
Yeah,
but
Kyrie
unlike,
played 11.
Unlike
I'm sorry.
Michael, I'm not the kind of guy who immediately calls him out.
That's the sign of respect that Michael doesn't recognize.
Correct.
He'll say something that is completely wrong, and our instinct is always to just agree with him because when is he ever wrong?
Well, and my thought was, in my brain, I go, I don't think Jay Will played 11 games, but it didn't matter for the point. Let me just blow past it and get to what I need to get to, which is he was a part of so many brutal moments. You know, the minute comeback, the final minute where we lost in the most brutal fashion of all time, the destruction that they did to us when we were up 20 in the first half in the final four. Like, Jay Will's a part of all of that. And he was such a killer. Him and Redick would both just come down and pull up from like 26 feet. It was so brutal. So that team, I hated all of them. But how did I leave out my top five nemesis, Shane Battier. Oof! I mean, Battier was repugnant. It was Carlos Boozer was tough to take.
You didn't like Battier's lines in his head.
Oh, I hated the lines in his head. and his name's Battier. Let's not try to be fancy, okay?
Let's break so we can talk to Jay Williams about this run by Duke. And also, I want to ask him, with Kyrie back, are the Nets now the favorite? Because he covers it all and played for Duke. So it's what we call a perfect guest in the business. Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.